Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Well, tell me if you've ever had this experience. There's someone in your parish who you've seen there for years now. You may or may not know their name. You've probably spoken to them, at least to exchange pleasantries, but even after years of seeing each other on a weekly basis, you don't really know anything more about this person, nor they you. You reflect on how much of a tragedy that is, but you feel powerless to do anything about it. Well, over at St. Mark's and St. Paul, they're looking to do something about situations just like this one and build up their parish community through a new program. Here to tell us all about it is St. Mark's parishioner Eileen Moore. Welcome, Eileen. It's good to have you on the program.
Great. Thank you. It's great to be on.
Yeah, good to have you with us. Okay, so today we're talking about building and finding community within our parishes. Let me just start with a philosophical question. Why is it important for us to know and engage with members of our parish community outside of Mass?
I think I can answer that best just by relating an experience that I had. So when we first joined St. Mark's, for the first couple of years, I remember going to Mass on Sundays, sitting pretty much in the same place as most Catholics do, but so often sitting there thinking, if I didn't show up, nobody would notice. Hmm. And it was kind of depressing, actually. Then one day there was an announcement about a mom's group starting up. I joined, and I finally felt like I belonged to the parish family. Hmm. To be known by others and to know others, we have to spend time and listen, and that needs to happen outside of Mass. And that was 35 years ago, and I'm still very committed to member of St. Mark's.
Right, right. Yeah, your experience, I'm sure, is shared by many who might just have that same thought. Even now, as they're listening, they might have thought, yeah, I don't know if anybody would notice if I didn't show up. Excepting for this spot in this pew where I usually sit, it might be empty. Other than that, will people notice? Yeah, great. Well, how is St. Mark's engaging parishioners? And what is this new program that you've got going on there at St. Mark's?
It is called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And
nice.
Actually, we started it in 2015. And it came to be because of an article that I had read in the Catholic Spirit about this program going on at St. Joseph's in West St. Paul. And as I'm reading it, and you know, and there were people that giving testimonies about, you know, how good it was, I thought, wow, this sounds easy and very community building. So I thought it was a great idea. I brought it to a couple other parishioners. They thought it was great, brought it to our pastor, and we got the go-ahead. And that's how we started it.
Wonderful. Okay, so how does it work? And by the way, I have to say, as we're just a little while ago, we noticed that Sidney Poitier, the star of the movie Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, had passed away, and it's a good time to maybe revisit and start up this in other parishes too. But I'm sure they're wanting to know, how does this work? How does Guess Who's Coming to Dinner work?
Right. Okay. So we ask people to, if they're interested in signing up. Signing up only means that they get an invitation once a month. We usually have them pretty much once a month. All they're committing to is getting the invitation that, you know, the next dinner is coming up. So the coordinator then keeps track of who wants to come. They're asked, do you want to attend? No, I can't attend this month. Or are you able to host? So the coordinator keeps track of who has RSVP'd. And then about 5 days before the dinner is going to happen, she emails the host. Depending on how many have RSVP, we might have one dinner that month, or I think we've had up to four in one month, or on one day. So she'll email the host, let them know how many are coming and what they are bringing. Now, the host supplies the main course and the beverages, and then everybody else fills in. So the host knows how many are coming, what they're bringing, And that's about it. And the coordinator also then contacts people who are the guests to let them know the address of where they should go, what time, and what to bring, and how many to expect. And So the guest who's coming to dinner, the hosts don't know who's coming. They know how many. The guests don't know who else is coming, or even unless they recognize the address. So sure. That's kind of the fun of it.
Yeah.
That's in part.
Yeah. Every time the doorbell rings, it's a new surprise type of.
Definitely.
For both the hosts and the guests. Wow. That's great. That's wonderful. And how many people typically attend, or does it vary quite a bit?
It varies quite a bit. Like I said, sometimes we'll have, you know, one dinner, which is they usually 6 to 8. We try to keep it in there. Okay. Or up to 4, depending on, you know, availability of people. And yeah.
Okay. And this is for single people and married people?
It's single and married. It's adults. Nursing babies can attend, but it's adults. And yeah.
And what kind of, you said this has been going on for a while now. So what kind of fruits have you seen, Eileen, from guests, is it really helping in building parish community there at St. Mark's?
Well, I think it is. We have quite a bit of other things going on also that really help build community. But I think this is just one of them. I know for myself, I have I've been at dinners with people that I don't know at all. Hmm. And so when I see them at church or maybe coffee and donuts afterwards, it's like, oh, I know them. You know, we've had this dinner conversation. It's different. You know, than just working. And then I've been to dinners with people that I've worked a lot, maybe alongside with, but, you know, hear stories about them that I'd never heard before. Mm-hmm. So you get to know them on a different level, kind of a deeper level, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it seems like to me too. And what a great gift too, because, you know, if we're adamant, which we are here at Practicing Catholic, we are adamant that the practice of our Catholic faith is not limited to 1 hour a week on Sunday mornings, but rather this is something that needs to pervade our lives. But it's something that, as well, St. Paul's been telling us in our second readings here recently about how we are each different members of the body of Christ. Then it only makes sense that we need to be forming relationships and being tied in with other members of Body of Christ that are outside of just, you know, Mass. Mass is, of course, the source and summit, but we need to be supporting one another, praying for one another, encouraging one another, and yeah, maybe even being accountability for one another and that sort of thing as well, this sounds like a great springboard into that. So, Eileen, yes. You said that you saw this first at St. Joe's and West St. Paul, and then you decided, hey, this is something that we could bring in at St. Mark's. What tips would you have for people who might be interested in creating something like this at their own parish?
Well, what I did is then, of course, contacted the person coordinator at St. Joseph's, and she was great. She, you know, gave me everything that how it works with them. And in fact, I think we met her in person to talk about it. And then she sent me some things via email. So that would be my suggestion. You know, somebody could certainly contact me, or maybe there are other parishes also that are doing it. I wouldn't doubt it. But St. Joseph's, I'm not sure if they're still doing it, I would imagine, because they really enjoyed it there also.
Mm-hmm. Well, and did you tweak the program at all when you brought it into St. Mark's?
I don't think so. I don't remember changing anything, just, you know, having the dinner. Now, of course, we haven't been able to do it for because of COVID. So we're just starting up again. And during COVID, our parish has really grown, and it's brought in a lot of young adults, single and married, and we've got a lot of young families. So I'm just kind of wondering and a lot of those people, they're just kind of learning about this new, because they weren't here before COVID and didn't know about the program. So,
right.
But there might be babysitter issues that are coming up that we didn't run into a lot when we were doing it before. Mm-hmm. So it'll be new for us too.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming this would be a great way for people who are new to a parish to get to start to get to know some people as well, and maybe feel like they're more involved in the parish community as well. Yeah,
definitely. Yes, we try to let new parishioners know about this because it's kind of easy. You're not making a big commitment to a Bible study, which is good, but it's just kind of an easy way to get to know some people.
Right. And if you do sign up for it, you said you're not beholden to showing up every time. Like, you don't necessarily have to show up at every time there's a dinner. Yeah,
definitely. In fact, our email list, there are people that have signed up and have never come. They still want to, because every now and then I'll say, if you don't want to be on the email list, let me know. They still want to be on it, but maybe it hasn't worked, or they think someday. So no, not making any commitment except to get the email.
And do you have to be able to host in order to be part of this, or can you come just basically as a guest?
Good question, because people do ask that. No, you don't have to be able to host. We have people that have been very involved almost monthly that just aren't able to host because of their living situation, and that's just fine. We always seem to have enough hosts.
Yeah, great, wonderful. Just out of curiosity, if you had any exotic foods at any of these dinners, or is it a pretty standard menu?
Nothing. I don't think nothing really exotic. No, but just
okay.
Good food. Yeah,
I was just curious if any of the hosts just kind of took it upon themselves to offer fried octopus or something at some of these dinners, rather than something a little bit more. I suppose you want to be something that most people are going to be able to get into. Yeah,
right. Yeah,
right.
Fried octopus is an idea.
Right, right. Well, only about a minute left here, Eileen, but it sounds like a great program and a wonderful way to get engaged with the folks that are regularly attending the parish. But you said St. Mark's actually has a number of different things. Any other one or two things that St. Mark's is doing that you might also suggest of ways of building community in the parish?
Well, one thing that I really appreciate that's very community building, I think, are Bible studies. We have them very regularly, usually in the fall and in the spring. And that's not just some years, it's year after year after year. And that brings in a lot of different age groups, which is great, because then you're in small groups with different people, maybe people that you're not hanging out with on a regular basis. But that has been one thing. And we have regular coffee and donuts after Sunday masses, which is also very community building. And that has been taken over the last couple years by a young adults group.
Nice.
It's been great.
Yeah. And you know what I like about those, Eileen, is that they all seem to be on different commitment levels. Yeah. So coffee and donuts, just spend a bit of time after mass or something like that and get to know a couple people, and then maybe sign up for Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and spend an evening with people. And then you get to the Bible study where you're coming together regularly to study the scriptures together and to get to know one another that way too. And I think people need that. I think people need a way to get involved that kind of ramps them up rather than just expecting the moon from them right off the bat.
Yeah, well, very much so.
Well, I am intrigued by this. I'm even now starting to think about, is this something we need to do at my parish? All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us, Eileen, here on Practicing Catholic. God bless you and your continued work with Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Thank you for having me.
All right. God bless. Wow. Well, something to look into. If you're interested in finding out more about how St. Mark's is doing that, check out St. Mark's website as well. Just go to the Church of St. Mark and onestrongfamily.org. All right. So that's what's going on with St. Mark's. Up next, do you know what it means to be a man of God? We'll explore that question with a Catholic Watchman angle right after this. Stay with us.